All across Ireland, there are presentation sisters, schools and colleges, and also the presence of the sisters themselves. The order was founded by Nano Nagel, who, if she were alive today, would surely be the kind of person to win a Nobel Prize. She was born to a wealthy Catholic family in 1718 in Ballygriffin, near Mallow, County Cork. Nano had a happy childhood. The repressive penal laws, however, meant that her education could not really be well looked after in Ireland, since education for Catholics was not available at the time, unless people were willing to send their children to the proselytizing Church of Ireland schools. But despite this, Nano Nagel's family had Nano educated in France. A series of life-changing events inspired Nano to devote her life to the service of the poor. On her way home from a ball in Paris, she saw paupers begging for alms around a church door. In time, she felt the stirrings of a call from God and tried entering a religious order. She travelled to Paris and joined a convent, but it did not work out. It was not for her. She felt that her vocation was to offer poor Catholic children in Ireland the chance to better their lives and engage in their religion through education. She returned home and opened up a school in what is now Douglas Street in Cork City in the very early 1750s. Because of the penal laws, Nano had to work in secret. That original girls' school focused on reading, writing, catechism and needlework. Her work began to flourish. More schools were opened, 7 in all in Cork City. By day, she visited each of her schools, and by night, she visited the poor. Nano travelled by the light of the lantern at night, and across the city, she became known as the Lady of the Lantern. In the 1760s, Nano began to plan for the future and thought of founding her own order, which she eventually did in 1775, calling it the Institute of Charitable Instruction of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, later to be called the Presentation Sisters. She and 3 followers promised poverty, chastity, and obedience to God until death, but they were not enclosed and continued to go out to teach and to care for the poor wherever they found them. Nano's long days and constant work took a toll on her health. She died at the age of 66 in 1784. Her order has spread throughout Ireland and indeed the world, and it continues the mission that Nano founded into the present day. In these days, when the memory of the great achievements of the religious is largely forgotten, and indeed on the contrary, sometimes ridiculed or worse, it is good to acclaim and celebrate the enormous contribution of the sisters, brothers and priests across Ireland and the world in the areas of education, healthcare, social work, hospices, and of course, religious instruction. Nano Nagel is a shining example of what one person moved by faith in Christ can do. Her achievements are enormous and have helped countless people spiritually, physically, materially, and socially. Each one of us has his or her own calling. Let us try to do our best today with the grace of God. Nano Nagel, foundress of the Presentation Sisters, died in 1784, 237 years ago on this day.